It's Jones and Keefe, and we're joined now on a Patriots Monday by Patriots tight end Hunter Henry. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Hunter, how are we doing this week?
Doing all right.
Let's start with yesterday. Another tough result, a rough finish yesterday. What happened on that final drive? What happened on the final play? Was that the design to go across the middle of the field, and what was the breakdown there?
It was just a tough ending. Obviously, there was the high of feeling like we scored, and but then having to regroup, and I feel like we need to regroup and make another play there. And, you know, I put that on myself. I've got to be better and try to make a play for the team. And obviously, then we get the ball back and get another chance. Just need to be better in situational football. It just wasn't good enough at all. Honestly, we shouldn't have even been in that scenario. If we could just take care of business early, just couldn't get anything going offensively enough, and just not good enough.
On the Jalen Polk non-touchdown, is that a rule that you knew? I mean, because toe tap on the sideline is great, everybody celebrates it, but apparently toe tap back in the end zone, not okay.
Yeah, I kind of knew that one. Okay. It's such a hard thing when you're that close. You're trying to focus on the ball, but you're also trying to get, you know, 1 foot is easy to get down, but 2 feet always is a challenge. So he'll learn from that, man, and he'll only get better. He's a great player and going to continue to be a great player. He's going to learn from that.
He had quite a celebration, didn't he? Like the 50-yard line when he went out there after that too. Like he was.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, did you guys bring him back together after that?
No, I didn't even realize. I don't think I realized that. No, I was showing.
I mean, it looked like a game-winning touchdown.
I was kind of locked in, so okay. I was worried about the next play of getting a 2-point conversion, and then obviously overall.
Did you guys have to settle him down at all? He thought he scored the game-winning touchdown. So when you guys are huddled up, you're like, all right, now it's whatever it was, third down, we got
to
play.
I think you just move on and try to go to the next play. Obviously, we weren't good enough on the next two. So, there was some highs there, a lot of emotions. It's kind of hard to come back down, and then we just got to be better in that scenario.
You're locked in during the game, so maybe with some time to reflect, you feel a little differently about it. Do you guys think you ran the football enough yesterday? You ran with a high degree of success. It seemed like you got away from it. For a couple of stretches, including, you know, right with about a minute left, you guys were down at the 12, four straight incompletions. Do you think you ran the football enough yesterday?
I mean, we ran the ball effectively. We got really two really good running backs. If you can get them in a one-on-one scenario, I mean, they're really, really great. I felt like we were able to run the ball. I mean, we need to be better in the passing game, though. Like, we have to be better. We got to execute better. It takes all 11 of us, though. It's not just one person. It takes the receivers, the tight ends, running backs, protection. We've all got to be better. So I would say no. I think we got to put that on ourselves and make more plays.
You know, last week there was a report. There was a teetering mutiny inside the locker room. You're one of the captains, one of the veteran guys on the team. First of all, any truth to it? And then also, how with the 4-game losing streak, how do you keep everybody going in the right direction?
Yeah, I don't know about that report. Okay. It's nothing I've ever seen in our locker room. Obviously, we're young, and we got a lot of new guys too. But you know, I think we're close too. Obviously, yesterday was ugly and just messy, and a lot of penalties, a lot of things that we beat ourselves. But we're right there too. We were moving the football, and then we would have a penalty. We were moving the football, have a penalty. No offense wants to play from 2nd and 20, 2nd and 25. I mean, that's always tough. You saw it on their side of the football too when they had that. It was just a tough scenario. So, we just got to keep going, man. We got 12 more of these things, and it starts this week. We got another home game, so you sign up for all of them. We're not, obviously our record is what it is, but we're going to continue to compete, continue to go, and this weekend is a big one. We've got a really good football team coming in.
Patriots tight end Hunter Henry joining us here on a Patriots Monday, Jones and Keefe at Gillette Stadium. We heard Gerard Mayo this morning on WEEI basically say, we're going to have a squad meeting. We're going to talk things over. As it relates to the quarterback position, you guys haven't had your squad meeting yet, I don't think, unless you've had one since we talked to Christian Gonzalez. How much of the struggles offensively, and you said you got to get better on offense, how much of that is on the quarterback?
Yeah, I don't think it's – I mean, he doesn't have a ton of time sometimes. You know, thinks – sometimes they're playing good coverages for some of the passing game. I think Jacoby's done a great job, man. He's a great leader. He's a great leader in that locker room. I love playing with him, playing for him. He's super tough. I mean, he continues to get up down after down after down and continue to compete, continue to kind of, you know, just put one together. I mean, we put together a great drive at the end of the game, even though I felt like we couldn't – you know, that second half was just – you know, a grind almost offensively, and to put one together there at the end, it's just I think speaks to all the toughness of some of, you know, a lot of the guys on offense. You know, when things aren't going your way, but still at the end you can put something together. I think that's big. So we got to build on that, continue to do that throughout the week.
You're a captain on the team, and so I don't know if the coaches would ask you for input on what you would want to do at quarterback. I don't know that you would tell us right now. But if they asked you for input, you would give it on that decision?
I'm going to let Mayo make that decision. So, you know, he's going to do what's best for the team. I love Jacoby. I've taken almost, you know, all my reps with Jacoby. So, and he's been great. Obviously, you know, the record is not where we want to be at all. You know, the games haven't been the way we want them to be, but Jacoby's doing a great job.
How has Drake May developed in practice? You know, that's, we saw him in camp, we saw him in the preseason games, we've only seen him in that one series in the Jets game. You've been there at practice, we've heard about 30% reps and all that stuff. How has he looked from week one all the way to now at practice?
I mean, Drake's a great player, he really is, and he's continuing to progress. Obviously there's a lot of intangibles that come into an NFL offense, just from top to bottom, but he's continuing to work hard, continuing to get better, and he's doing a lot of good things in practice.
Okay. Patriots tight end Hunter Henry.
Real quick, did you end up having a bet with Coach Mayo on the Tennessee game? Arkansas, big upset.
No, that was a big upset. Huge upset.
I probably should have thrown a bet, but I did give him a good woo pig. Okay. After the game. So just to remind him.
Good.
That Tennessee, I mean, I get it. Not that you don't have faith in your Hogs, I'm sure, but I get that Tennessee team looks scary. So that's
it's always tough to come out of Fayetteville with a win, though.
Hunter Henry, Patriots tight end here on a Patriots Monday. We appreciate the time. Best of luck going forward.
All right, guys. Appreciate y'all.
All right, Hunter Henry joining us here on WEEI. We're live at Gillette Stadium. We're taking your phone calls, 617-779-7937. There's a lot going on with the Patriots, it seems. Maybe we'll get some news here today before we get out of here as it relates to the Patriots quarterback. And a lot happened throughout the NFL in week five. What did happen? Did you miss any of it? It's what happened next on Jones and Keefe.